In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
You're wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
So petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Made for everybody.
Boom, 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 boom.
Angela Yee's getting her face beat. Charlamagne, good morning.
Beats to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday.
I'm glad it's the weekend because I need to
and me both
just relax my nerves and rest. I've been dealing with this upper respiratory infection all week long, coughing. And, you know, you can't cough in this era because this is the era that saw straight out of Compton. So as soon as you have a coughing fit,
oh, I didn't even think about
like,
that.
Boy, that's what happened to Eazy-E before he got AIDS.
I didn't even think about that.
They'd be like, yo, Charlamagne, you need to chill with that Eazy-E cough. Like, God dang.
Jeesh. What up,
damn, man? Does it happen to be that extreme?
Jeez, well, last night I really got to sleep. I slept a total of 7.5 hours.
There you go.
I usually don't get that much sleep. I was knocked out, but
that's
it was good.
That's what life is about.
I felt recharged.
Don't listen to all of these fool up people talking about, you know, sleep is the cousin of death and hustlers never sleep. You sleep when you're dead. No, if you don't get enough sleep, you're going to die.
Now, what does that C on your hat mean?
South Carolina Gamecocks, baby. Drop one of Clues bombs for the 803.
Now, your Cocks are playing tonight.
Playing tonight in the Sweet 16 at Madison Square Garden.
Are you going?
I don't know if I got time because, you know, I do my show Uncommon
you got
Sense.
No damn time.
I do my show Uncommon Sense live on Friday nights. Tonight we got Keith Olbermann on. So I'll be having to be on set by like 8 and the game starts at 7:30. So
No, you're not going to have no time.
Yeah, I'm not going to have time. I want to go though. But I'm here in spirit.
All right. What's up, Yee?
What up, Envy?
What you did yesterday? Anything?
Last night I actually had a meeting. So I don't know, you guys probably haven't heard about this, but they have this thing called vampire facials now.
Yes.
What the hell is
you
that?
You showed me the video.
Who did? I did?
You did.
Okay. Yeah, so I think I'm going to get one, but I was just trying to do some more research.
Explain to people what it is.
Vampire fish, they take your own blood?
Yes, your own blood.
Yeah. They, like, take the blood. I guess it's like they prick all over your face, and then there's blood, and then it rejuvenates your face. It's like a facial, but it makes your face look...
Looks scary as hell.
Really, yeah. Kim Kardashian did it on TV.
Not into that, bro.
Nah.
I'm going to try it, though. Only thing is, I think you can't go anywhere for, like, a day or so.
Yeah, I'm cool on
that. Do it on a Sunday, and you just sit your ass at home.
Sunday, I have to come to work the next day. Maybe on a Friday when I have nothing to do for the weekend.
I'm going to just stick to my dermatologist, Dr. Natasha Sandy, damn it. Mm.
But it's supposed to be really good for you, actually.
And drink water.
All right. Well, shout out to Trey Songz. His album is out today, and Tremaine. He will be joining us this morning.
Yes. Anybody also listen to Kendrick's new song this morning?
Kendrick's Absolutely. New song is crazy. The clean version is in the system, so we could play it this morning.
Let's do it like
for the people.
10 times on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
Vibing to that new K-Dot.
I was trying to get everything that he said to figure out.
K-Dot is a rapper, man. Yeah, K-Dot can rap his
Any
ass
subliminals.
Off. That's all I know. K-Dot can rap his ass off.
I've been dying to get here because you ever try to hook up your phone and the Bluetooth don't work. It won't connect. So you got to listen to it in your phone. I couldn't get the real vibe, so I've been dying to get to work so I can listen to it loud.
It's dope. I mean, Kendrick can rap, though. We know that. I mean, Kendrick, one of the best out. Top three rappers.
Absolutely. Hands
down. My favorite rapper of the new era, I think who's the best right now at this moment, is Big Sean. But I'm sure Kendrick is going to come out in a...
Change your
Probably
mind.
Change that.
All right. Well, let's get to the show. Front page news, what are we talking about, Yee?
Well, today is D-Day on healthcare. We'll tell you what the whole situation is looking like, because at 10 a.m., that's when everything is going to be voted on. Also, we got some new emojis. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to see it, but we'll tell you about these new emojis.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. Wake your ass up. It's a Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday.
You gonna sit your beige ass down?
It's Bad and Bougie. It's Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, let's get in some front page news. I haven't really been following March Madness this year. I've just been too busy, but I'll give you some updates. Xavier upset Arizona. Kansas blew out Purdue. Gonzaga holds off West Virginia, and Oregon beat Michigan. Now, tonight your Gamecocks play, right?
Did UCLA win, or they play tonight?
Let me ask my cousin. Is he in it?
They play tonight. I like LaVar Ball, man. I was watching LaVar Ball on First Take. I don't care what nobody say about LaVar Ball. I like LaVar Ball, father of Lonzo Ball, who plays for UCLA, man. Mm-hmm. I don't see nothing wrong with having big dreams for your kids and big dreams for yourself.
If father of three kids that get busy.
Father of three kids, that's right. And guess what? You have to sound a tad bit delusional nowadays, especially when you're discussing your dreams with somebody else, because they're not going to understand.
That's true.
Period. I told people what I wanted to do 10 years ago, they'd look at me like I was crazy.
They look at you crazy now.
And I tell them what I want to do 10 years from now, they still look at me like I'm crazy. But guess what? I've accomplished every damn one. Drop one of Clues Bombs for me.
You still look crazy, though. Now let's talk about healthcare, evil laugh
yes,
guy.
Yes, today is the day that they are going to be voting on this new healthcare bill. You know, Donald Trump wants to replace Obamacare. And they are going to move ahead and vote on that bill today. So we'll see what happens. But Donald Trump is warning people that if it doesn't pass today, then they're going to go ahead and leave Obamacare in place.
What's wrong with that? That's what people want. That's what we want. From what I'm hearing, if this bill that Trump wants to pass passes, 20 million people are going to lose their health care.
Right. They're saying that this plan will save less money. It's going to be more expensive for people. It's going to save $150 billion compared to $337 billion over 10 years. And it will mean 24 million people... fewer Americans will be uninsured by 2026. Mm. So it seems like there's no real benefit.
How would that make you feel if you voted for Donald Trump and he's the reason you lose your health care?
Or that your health care is five times more than what it was. Mm. Cost five times more.
Well, let's do something fun. Let's talk about these new emojis.
Yes, so there's some new emojis. Apparently, there's 69 new emojis that are going to be coming soon. And what's your favorite emoji? You know, you can look at your phone and see which ones you use the most frequently.
I use the laughing, crying face more than anything.
What do I use the most? I think I use the heart a lot. I use the heart eyes a lot.
I really don't do the emoji thing.
And I use the thinking face a lot.
I don't really do emojis.
I use the thinking face a little bit.
All right, so I don't know if you guys have had a chance to see what these new emojis are going to be, but there's a mermaid, there's a Tyrannosaurus Rex, there's a coconut, there's a pretzel. I don't know what this is, toast? It looks like a sandwich. Chinese takeout, there's a fortune cookie. And then there looks like zombies on here as well.
That's good. New emojis for girls to get on
looks
their fingernails.
Looks like a Tinkerbell playing basketball here. I don't know what this
get
is.
Get on their fingernails and toenails as the designs. That's what my daughter got yesterday when she went to the nail salon. She got a bunch of emojis on her toenails.
Her fingernails.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, that's front page news.
Oh, now, is it a little mountain climber? That's cute.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. If you're upset, you're pissed off, phone lines are wide open. Or tell them why you're blessed. Maybe today's your birthday. Maybe you're having a great morning.
Maybe because it's Friday.
You're excited about the weekend. Whatever it may be, 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo. This is the Mad Rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell them why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Lee.
Lee, why you mad?
I'm mad because I don't have all of my rent money, and I started my own home business, and I'm just mad.
So you ain't got nothing. So since you just started your own home business, but now you're about to get kicked out of your home and your job.
That's right.
It's not funny, but that's so true.
Huh?
Yeah, that's it.
How much more you need?
$860.
Woo! You ain't got no boyfriend?
No.
You ain't got nobody you having sex with that can hit you up?
Oh, no.
Damn, you ain't got no cans to recycle?
Some cans to recycle. You know how long it takes to get to
$800? How you going to come up with the money?
Well, I can't.
Come on now, don't say that.
Yes, you can.
I hate that word. Don't use that word.
Well, she might can. What does it do?
What does what do?
What does the rent do?
The first.
Well, actually, it was due on the first, so.
You know, 3 days late?
24 wow, days, so, I think it is, right?
So you don't have next month's either?
No. Mm-mm. But that's it. That's all I wanted.
So you squatting.
I'm going to be honest with you, baby. I would offer help, but I don't want to get in the way of whatever God's trying to teach you.
Oh, that's your new way of thinking.
Well, that'll be horrible.
Well, good luck, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up? This Juan Jorge Enrique Gonzalez.
All right, Juan, and all that other stuff. Why you mad, bro?
Yo, I'm mad and I'm actually blessed. I'm mad because there was a murder at my hotel.
Oh my goodness.
Damn. What hotel you work at, bro?
We just gonna keep it under wraps.
Yeah,
I'm
he doesn't want to say.
South Florida area.
Okay.
Yeah. But,
so what happened exactly?
Sound like a drug deal gone bad.
More than that, but who knows? Who knows?
What you mean, who knows? You can't say more than that.
Come on, what happened? What happened?
Dead. All I know is I had a dead body in my hotel.
Did you run the pockets before you called the police?
You know what? I didn't see it till PD got on scene. I seen the whole crime scene. It's bad.
Was
bad,
somebody
bad,
shot bad, or did they OD?
I think it was had to be a cut.
Okay, this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking you killed the person.
Mm.
And
no, really?
You calling us because it's on your conscience.
Right, he wants to be really a part of the investigation.
That's what I
or
think.
He's trying to throw everybody off by calling in to say something happened, but he has no idea.
That's true.
I'm blessed. To be alive because I was damn sure here the morning that happened, and you know it was all wild. I seen the young man just shortly before, you know, he lost his life, and it's wild.
Why are you chuckling about this?
He ain't chuckling, but how you know?
Heard a little chuckle.
Say, I'm sorry.
So you saw him right before this happened.
You were the last person to see him.
I was one of the last.
So you telling me? So you telling me you saw him at 11:36 p.m.
I saw him at just after midnight.
You know, you telling me you saw him at 12? You telling me that you saw him at 11:05 p.m.?
I got to work at 11:05.
You know you done effed up, right?
Oh
you done effed up, right? You know you done effed up.
You done effed up, right?
Hey, y'all have a good one.
Oh, now you want to get off the phone.
He's got to go. So now you want to hang up on us.
Now you want to run.
We done traced the call. We know where you at.
Oh, he hung up, too. Tell him why you're blessed now, because that guy, oh, my goodness. If you feel blessed, maybe you're alive, you want to spread some positivity.
Maybe you're alive if you're listening.
Hey, 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. Spread some positivity. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, Evie, good morning, man.
Hold on, sir.
Breakfast Club, good morning. Yee Charlemagne, good morning.
Hey, what's happening,
bro? Why are you blessed, bro?
I'm blessed. It's my B-Day, man. The third year in a row, I got to call and spend it with you guys, man. It's DJ Kid Cannon from D.C. I appreciate it, guys. Evie, can you lie to me this morning and throw a little go-go in the mix? You know what I'm saying?
I will put some go-go in.
Happy birthday, man.
It's going to be old go-go, but I got you.
You got, oh, go, go, that'll work, that'll work. I'll send you a flash drive, you get some new stuff. I got you,
my
man.
Board,
we love y'all, man. Salute y'all.
And we gonna play some Rare Essence.
Booty, so we'll play Loose Booty in the mix.
Hey, man,
whoa, oh, you like that? Okay, cool, that'll work. Jay, why, that'll work.
Damn, why you got so excited over Loose Booty, my brother?
That's his song, too.
God damn. You went crazy just now, Loose. This is the thought of Loose Booty.
Have a good morning. Thank happy you. Birthday, bro.
Aries, man, thank y'all.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, bro? Tell them why you blessed.
I woke up this morning, you know, and got a new position on my job. Make $30 an hour now.
Hey, that's popping.
That's what it is, man.
I'm 23. And yeah, that's about it.
Congrats, man.
What you thanks, be doing with all your money?
Paying off my car note, rent. You know, they killing us in rent.
Okay, all right, but you got it.
You doing all right, bro.
Thank you.
That's the facts of life. It happens.
Have a good one, bro.
You heard somebody call up and say they can't pay their rental. Be happy that you got to pay, that you can pay yours.
Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hey, tell them why you blessed.
I'm blessed because Kendrick dropped the album, the song, and the album comes in 2 weeks, and Lyricism is making a comeback.
Yeah. Why do y'all keep saying Lyricism making a comeback? Lyricism been back.
Like, that song is dope, though.
I think y'all just focus on the people who not rapping instead of the people who are.
It's definitely the kind of song you got to listen to.
On the radio.
That's the problem.
Yep. Okay, that's
the
different.
Problem. I'm not going to. I'll tell you the truth. I work in radio and will tell you that. We don't play too many of the lyricists. But yeah,
we play Big Sean a lot, but that's other
but we don't play
one or two songs that make it on the radio. That's what I want, and I'm happy.
Well, we're going to play Kendrick's song this morning, so.
And I like songs like that you got to listen to like 10 times just to kind of catch certain things every time.
Exactly.
All right, bro.
Exactly.
Salute to Kendrick, though. Kendrick gave my guy G Malone a shout-out. Salute to Glasses Malone.
And shout out to Glasses, too.
Shout out to my guy, Top Dog. He also shouted out Top Dog.
I mean,
of course, he always shouts out Top Dog.
He
always shouts out Top Dog.
Well, we got rumors on the way?
We are going to talk about Kendrick and his new song that came out and try to see what we can get from that. Also, the Kardashians, what are they about to jump into next?
All right, all that and more, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yeah. Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, Kendrick put out a new song, The Heart Part 4, and everybody's going crazy trying to figure out who is he talking about, what is he talking about, but it's still a dope song. And I love the way the song even just starts off. In the hook, he says, don't tell a lie on me. I won't tell the truth about you.
That's a great quote. It's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get into some of it now. Some people feel like he's going at Drake. Check this out.
My fans can't wait for me to sun your punk ass and crush your whole little ish. I'll be pun your punk ass, you a scared little bitch. Tiptoeing around my name, and you're getting lame. And when I get at you, homie, don't you tell me you was just playing.
Oh, I was just playing, K-Dot. Come on, you know I'm not working with you, bro.
Shut the fuck up, you sound like the last I didn't know. Might end up like the last I didn't know. Oh, you don't want to clash, I guess I know. I put my foot on the gas, head on the floor, hopping out before the vehicle crash. I'm on the road.
Woo. I don't even understand how you all come to these conclusions.
Yeah,
about
I don't know.
Who's throwing subliminals at each other?
I just let them boss.
That's all I like.
I did kind of think he took some shots at Big Sean, though. I'm not going to lie.
He took shots at about four people because he said the last thing I know. And then, like, the last before that. And then the person before that. I'm like, who cares? Like,
all right, well, let's listen to some more of it. This, The Heart Part 4.
Tables turn, lesson learned, my best look. You jump sides on me, now you about to meet Westbrook. Go celebrate with your team and let victory vouch you. Just know the next game played, I might slap the shit out you. Technical foul, I'm flagrant, I'm foul. They throwing me out, you throwing the towel. Look at the crowd, they no, I don't like that. Look at my smile, I'm smirking, calm but urgent. That ain't the style. So many verses, you live in denial. So many verses, I never run out. What?
You're making them nervous, the music is loud.
Ho, Jay-Z, Hall of Fame, sit your punk ass down. So that means you ain't bigger than rapping. So that means no more playing the back scenes.
I just hear raps.
See, the whole Hall of Fame, obviously that is Big Sean and the Jay-Z reference and all of that. So I did feel like somehow, some way, that had something to do with Big Sean.
I don't know.
This
drop
is
on
great.
Drop on the clues bombs for Kendrick Lamar.
I love this.
Boss.
I love this.
I just hear dope raps. I can't really say nobody talking about nobody until it's more direct.
All
okay,
right.
Either say the name or say something that we all understand. Like, you want more life or less life? I've been in Canada with jet stripes. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm so glad you're not a rapper, boy. I'm so glad you're
I
not.
I was in the D. What up, doe? Little Sean.
Thank goodness.
I'm so glad you're not a rapper. Goodness gracious. What else you got, Yee?
All right. Well, that song is available on Spotify, Apple Music, and on Tidal. And so we shall see. We do know his album. It looks like, according to the song, is coming April 7th.
Okay.
Because he does reference that in the song as well.
Listen, man, I'm here for Kendrick Lamar.
You got till April the 7th to get y'all ish together.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you something. Y'all can say what y'all want. I keep saying it. Big Sean got his stuff together. I told you. I think Big Sean the best rapper out right now. Now, Kendrick could come out April 7th and change my mind. But I'm just talking about at the moment. At the moment. The guy with the bars is Big Sean.
All right. Now, let's discuss the Kardashians. Kris Jenner is pitching an animated television series with them in it. And she met with Harvey Weinstein to pitch that show. It's going to be the entire family, except for Caitlyn. So the rest of them will all be on that animated series.
Why wouldn't they have Caitlyn on the cartoon?
Caitlyn will be the interesting
That's
one.
That's the funny one.
Yes.
Why you don't got Caitlyn on the cartoon?
I don't know.
Can you imagine Caitlyn on a cartoon and, like, him standing over, like, a one of those little grates and the wind blows and his dress flies up.
I don't know if you guys watched the Chappelle special yet, the stand-up special, when he talked about the LGBTQ community. And he talked about, it's pretty funny.
I'm going to see it this weekend.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Trey Songz will be joining us. We'll kick it with Trigger, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
That's right.
Tremaine.
Nope, his name is Trigger. Only time you touch the trigger is when you F Trey Songz.
Hello, everybody. This is Trey Songz.
What? Good morning, sir.
Live from the Breakfast Club.
All right.
Welcome back.
Trey's seeing his album cover for the first time.
The physical copy.
Know the Breakfast Club is popping when they get your album before you.
Keep it real. A lot of people don't have physical copies anymore.
And I love it, though, just looking at it.
It looks nice, right?
Yeah.
I know those real Tremaine fans are going to go out and get the physical copies.
But it seemed like you got a photo shoot for each song, kind of. Like you,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
so, yeah. No.
I would like to see it, took mine.
The way we did this, the whole album packaging, all the photos you see of me, they're just photos that are taken of me throughout the day.
Laying around with 20 women.
No, that was actually at the video shoot, it was taken of me throughout the day as I was doing what I was doing.
Got you. Looking like you're having a great time, sir.
It was cool. I was a little tired.
Poor you.
I see you worked with Rico Love a lot on this project.
Man. Rico's my guy. We did Heart Attack, a big record of my career a couple years back. And, you know, we just remained friends after that outside of just music. So, you know, he's a great songwriter, producer. So he pulled from conversations we had. And he said, what do you think about this concept, this idea? I was like, yeah, it's very vulnerable. It's very, you know, looking in the mirror, kind of questioning yourself. You know, talking. If you don't know the song, we're speaking about Playboy. The question is, it asks is, don't know why I'm still kissing girls that I don't love, still stumbling out of these clubs, don't know why I'm still a playboy. So it's like self-reflective.
Got you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you really feel that way, though? Do you question
sometimes.
Yourself?
Yeah, sometimes. I don't think, the thing about putting things in song form is people think you obsess over it, and people think that, you know, you live this moment, every moment. But what I love about making music and
These pictures, it look like it though.
You're not still at the point in your life where you just fucking girls for no reason though, are you, Trey?
I mean, sometimes.
Okay.
I mean, he's single. What are you expecting to do?
Don't know why I'm still a playboy. That's what the song is called. I'm not gonna sit up here and lie to you after I made the song.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you this: when you're on the road, right, and a young lady's in the room, can you leave her in the room? Like, if you have to go do something, or does she have to leave when you leave and then come back?
Oh yeah, I got. Somebody could stay in the room. What is this trap question?
I'm just asking because you have stuff in your room. Some people
just pick a girl and stay in the room.
Some people don't trust people.
But if it's the girl that Charlamagne saw, she's not staying.
Mm-hmm. The one you don't even know her name. You just know her at name on Twitter.
Right.
Yeah, she DM'd you.
I don't know about all that. You can't further speak on those allegations. Allegedly.
Like if you're like, I'm gonna run down to the gym. Can she stay there and lay in bed, or does she?
Who is this woman? Everything
just somebody
has context.
Somebody you met.
Everything has context.
All right, let's say she did DM you on Instagram. You don't know her that well.
No, well, hell no.
She's okay.
He said she's not there that long. Yeah, she's there and then she's out.
All right, I'm just asking.
In order for you to stay in my room, we gotta have some kind of history. I gotta know you. I gotta trust you.
Now we found out this morning that Envy sleeps naked in the back room.
All right. Last time we was here, Envy was on some funny shit.
Yeah, he was. He was a little.
Did I ever tell
it just gets weirder every time I'm up here.
Listen, I'm going to tell you a true story, right? Okay. A true story. OG Kevin Lyle hits me, right?
Oh, no.
And he don't hold me down. It's late. It's not hold me down.
It's kind of late, though, because it's like...
Well, after the interview?
Yeah.
It's kind of late.
No.
So it's like 10 o'clock at night, and then I can tell Kevin was asleep. He goes, hey, man, let me ask you a question. He goes... He didn't say no. So I go, what? Was this off him?
Kevin hits you like a little off from what it is, too, though. A little off.
It was off.
A little off.
And like the story was like 10, went through 10 people like, before it got to him.
Yeah, it was crazy.
He said, I don't know, but I'll ask him. No, you know I didn't say that, man.
But
no,
anyway.
I said, did it happen?
I mean,
any
of you are doing weird things, man. You got to make sure.
Oh, so what happened? I said, did Trey slap him after that?
I started to slap him in the room.
All right, now the reason I was asking that, because I thought that was a little weird, right?
I sleep naked. But if you're by yourself,
do you sleep in pajamas? Do you sleep naked or do you wear basketball shorts?
I don't wear basketball shorts. I even sleep in my drawers or naked.
Really? I didn't know guys just sleep naked by themselves. That's all.
Is that weird to you?
I thought they wear something. Like,
you sleep naked with a guy.
Yeah, but if you're by yourself.
Yeah.
I didn't ask if you sleep naked with a guy.
You sleep naked with a guy.
Trey probably does that because Trey's already he's always ready for a FaceTime. I'm sure you get a lot of FaceTime. So, I'm saying.
Yo, check me out. That's what I'm not doing, Charlamagne. That's what I'm not doing.
No, I mean, I just asked that because I never knew that guys sleep naked by themselves. I always thought if you sleep naked, there's
you sleep
a young
naked,
lady.
You gotta be a girl there?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm very comfortable with myself when I'm with myself. So if I'm comfortable with you, you best believe I'm good by myself.
All right, now, when you're with a woman, would you rather she wear lingerie, she be naked, or she wear, like, your shirt or something like that?
I like all three options, actually.
Okay. No preference.
I like all
Some guys say they don't like lingerie that much.
I like the thing about lingerie is I like the effort you put into it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that you want to look beautiful for me and for yourself. And you want me to disrobe you romantically and take that shit off.
Okay.
Now, what's this song Break From Love about? Because you ain't never been in love to get a break from love.
I mean, Charlamagne, you don't really know me like
that's
that.
That's true. That's true.
He has been in love.
He's been in love before.
We haven't seen it.
Right. That ain't for you to see. That's the problem with the last interview. You ain't hear shit I said. I came up here. I'm not showing. I'm not in love for nobody else to see or nobody else to approve or for nobody else to give a fuck about.
He's been up here before and admitted that he's been in love.
Charlamagne don't listen.
I know. So he's introduced
and he had the mask on. I ain't even asked him about it the whole time.
The only person that never asked about the mask.
We all of them
just act like it was weird. That's probably why he don't wear this shit no more. He got no
traction. Say
no
nothing about
the mask. On the mask.
So you just don't see my mask?
Like, I've been robbing people in Virginia all my life with people with ski masks. That ain't nothing.
My whole life.
Now, what was the most fun video for you to make?
I would definitely say Animal or She Loving It.
I figured it was Animal.
Our intern came in here was like, Animal, you gotta watch Animal. That video was crazy. Trey's being kinky in there.
Yeah. I mean, it's animalistic. Like, the thing about the whole five videos is it tells a story, even from nobody else but you, even though it's like a record with tempo, it's just explaining how hard it is to be someone like myself and to think about contemplating to stay in a relationship.
Well, right. Explain that. You say it's hard to be Trey Songz. You mean like as far as like when you do want to get serious with a woman?
Yeah. You have to sacrifice certain things. You have to change certain aspects of your life to include someone else in it. So if, say like for the last six weeks I've been in somewhere different every day. So if I wanted somebody in my life and they got a job, they got this, they got to move their life around to come and be a spectator to me actually working, which looks like fun. You know, I might go to a promo event like we did, and then I take 50 pictures with all girls.
On Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? And you was with me on Valentine's Day. So,
Wow.
She loves me. No, real talk. Like, outside everything else, like, Ange been holding me down, like, musically in this career. Like, she, even when y'all talk about me a little sideways, she always bring up a little positivity.
I ain't never talking about you in my life, Trey. Trying to throw that out.
You know, part of it is the guys get very jealous. The guys in the room are very jealous.
No, the thing about it is they actually speak from a super male perspective.
My house. There's no Trey Songz music going down in my house.
I got to get a number, though.
I ain't gonna go that far.
Let me stop.
I got a surprise guest for you today.
Yeah. How's your wife? Everything's good?
Yeah.
Oh, look.
Yeah.
She's like, I got
to stick up for Gia.
I got you.
How come you didn't call Trey to come and serenade you and your wife when you guys were going through it, and you called Tyrese instead?
It's not about me and my wife.
Tyrese gonna hit it with the low, like with the. That's what Casanova said about ASAP.
Yeah. People were mad about that.
Right. I mean, he just said what the story was. That's the thing about coming up here. Like, people get mad about you telling what's real, what really happened.
All right, we got more with Trey Songz. When we come back, we'll find out, did he ever catch up with Nicki Minaj? All right, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're back. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got Trey Songz in the building. Charlamagne.
Now, I saw you come out with Drake. I don't know why I feel like you gave him your first co-sign. Like, his first co-sign was from you.
The first time Drake was on stage was with me.
And you almost signed Drake back in the day.
Yeah, like, we actually had a conversation about that.
Damn, you're
kicking yourself. You're regretting that one, huh?
No, he wanted to.
No, because the thing about it, Drake wouldn't be Drake if we made that decision. Drake wanted to sign to me in a time where I wasn't even Trey Songz yet. We had arguments about Drake wanting, you can't sign to me. Like, at that time, I felt like, me and my label weren't even in a good place where as though they fully believed in my potential.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I took Drake to many executives, and a lot of people said no.
Wow. Mm.
Just to see him become what he is, it's dope. It's just, he called me when he started, hang around Wayne. He sleep on the bus and do the show. Like, Drake used to sing the Bobby Valentino song. The boy done worked hard.
Mm-hmm.
He used to go on tour and sing the wee, wee, wee.
Yeah.
He used to be the one singing that on tour Wayne, a year before he had a verse on any song.
How do y'all don't do more music with each other?
Well, me and Drake, being that we really were friends, you know what I mean, we had personal issues that we never really spoke about. And we still haven't really all the way figured it out. You know what I mean? It's never no bad blood, or we never, you know, he's never spoke down upon me, or I never spoke down upon him, but it's obvious, you see, we haven't made music, or right, we're not nowhere together.
So there's a reason for it, but they need to...
No.
Yeah, I doubt that.
At least you get free features from Drake for the rest of your life. That's a great thing, by the way.
How did that call happen when he called you to come out on the show? Was it just...
In London?
Well, actually, we just ended up in London at the same time. I was on Instagram, just on live, just making music, and this wasn't even for my album. My album was already done. And he was in L.A. He hit me on the Instagram live, and he just popped up at the studio. I told him, come through. We played music back and forth, and, you know, we actually have made music together at this point. So that's the first step.
Yeah.
So when you was over there, did you run into Nicki? Because I know Nicki was over there as well.
No, I was trying to, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
the only time she touched the trigger, allegedly...
Everything's alleged with me, baby. Everything's alleged.
Did she ever hit you and apologize? Because she really came to you sideways.
She hasn't. And Nicki, I love you. And Nicki said she gave me 6 plays, but let's keep it real. Nicki ain't had shit before Bottoms Up.
Mm.
Nicki had the song with, she had a single with Sean Garrett.
Anxiety Attack.
Some kind of attack.
That was the one they did the video in the forest.
Yeah. So she did, after that, she did Monster.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could say that. All before that, it was looks. You hanging with Wayne, you know, who's the wild girl with the wild hair. I love you, Nicki. I love you. You came at me wrong. You disrespected me. But I love you.
I think she was misinformed.
Because she didn't know it was like she jumped
I was definitely bothered by it, but I'm not going to disrespect her. I'm not going to talk crazy about her.
Right.
We got history. You know what I mean? We've done amazing things together. But I think she jumped a gun.
Well, I saw what you said on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I was like, okay.
I had already cleared it up. That's why she deleted her tweets.
But she didn't see that part where
you
said...
Now you got nothing to do with me. So
that's not true.
You need to go research something before you go talk.
Mm-hmm.
And you told her she needed to be mad at Remy and not you.
Definitely need to be mad at Remy.
That was a little bit old trade being petty.
No, you don't be petty. I'm gonna be petty too. What you talking about? You ain't said nothing to Remy. It still took you a week to say something to Remy.
Don't let anything distract you from the fact that Remy bodied Nicki Minaj over the chief instrument. I like where you're going with this.
Hey. Trey just wake up what's going on?
I definitely woke up. She probably be mad about this, but y'all gotta realize I don't really give a f- about nothing.
I noticed this when I saw Trey last time. I said, Trey really don't give a fuck no more.
Yeah.
He's let it go. It was a point where the label and everybody was telling you, Trey, you got to do this and you got to be that and you got
to
move
this
way.
No, it's not even that. It's a realization I came to that I had to be that because I was the one that was not clean cut. I was the one with the braids. I was the one you see with my hair wild. I was the one that you hear about on YouTube fighting like Chris Brown, clean cut dance, double mint commercial, Neo. So Sick of Love songs. Like, everybody had an image that was pristine, but I was still I wasn't trying to be that.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't cool to be at the game and at that time. I think it's more cooler to be that now, coming to this point. And when I say I don't really give a f- it's really just about shit that y'all give a f- about. The thing about the Nicki thing, I ain't even,
I was trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Cause Kev hit me in the morning like he hit you.
Hey, yo,
off. He hit me sideways. Off. He like, what's up with these Meek Mill tweets?
The nigga after Hey, Trey, nigga after
my God,
yeah, I'll take it. So
Trey, I saw you the same day that whole Nicki thing went down.
Yeah.
When Remy dropped that record. I saw you in Charlotte with CIAA weekend.
Yeah. I hopped off the plane and I was like, oh, that's Charlamagne. The perfect guy to talk to about
right now. Right now.
So when I figured it out.
What did you guys say?
No, I just was like, yo, you see what happened? He's like, yo, yeah, I saw what happened. It's crazy.
Did you really hit?
Yeah, he definitely asked me.
He definitely asked me if I hit.
I was like, bro, the thing about it, I did not hit. I said I ain't hit. He said, yeah, I saw it on Instagram. I'm like, so why you ask me? I'm just making sure.
Now, what about the picture with Meek Mill? Because there are a lot of people were saying that Meek was using you as a pawn.
You know what's crazy? Nobody ever used me as a pawn, first of all. Secondly, no, real shit. you laughing and joking. That's the thing I don't like about you. No, but that's the thing I don't like about people thinking I'm funny. Like, this is not a joke. Nobody will use me as a pawn. Secondly, we
have to relax. We get it.
So we pull up.
Shut up.
We pull up to the hotel. There's a mob of people outside the hotel. It's a black truck next to my Sprinter. Mm-hmm. And I see some cats outside with Dream Chaser. I said, yo, Meek is not in the truck next to us. I said, Meek is in the truck next to
him. Right. Did he know it was you?
He knew it was me because, you know, we know each other people. So my security got out to go get keys. They're like, yo, Trey in there. Call my phone. I said, yo, get in the van. He come around, get in the van. Meek ain't like that. I let her say what she said and I still kept it. He's like, I was like, nah, that's cool, whatever. So we chopped it up for a minute. And I was appalled that people would think I would get together with Meek and do some kind of diss record against Nicki Minaj.
Y'all gotta team up for Nicki.
Right. I'm not even thinking about that in that respect. You know what I mean? So, time fast forward. I done did the CIAA. We go to Atlanta. We went to the studio. We made about 5 records. Niggas ain't talk about Nicki the whole time. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was a good idea to take the picture and post it because I knew what the...
But it's gonna be the session.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like.
Right.
But whatever, you want to take a picture, post it.
I'm not gonna not live my life because of people's perception.
Right, but I think the caliber of intelligence that people have is lowered by the need and the want for drama.
Mm, true.
I think people look past logic and reasoning to see, oh, there's bull. Well, we just in the studio. I've been in the studio with the man since like 7 to 7 in the morning. We stayed in the studio. We didn't talk about the girl one time. So, and he got some big records too. Like, and I feel bad for Meek because It's just messed up that you get in a bad situation and everybody that was on your heels, everybody showing you love, all of you dope, you this, you that. Where they at?
But your man caused the bad situation, though.
Right, but I still feel bad for him.
Yeah. Good.
All right, we got more with Trey Songz coming up in minutes. His album's in stores right now. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Trey Songz is in the building. Charlamagne.
Would you ever try to get them on the same page?
Who?
Drake and Meek.
That ain't for me to do. I ain't no peacemaker.
Right.
And on top of that, I leave from Atlanta, and this game is in the club.
Oh, so you was just...
I leave from Atlanta. I leave from taking the picture with
that'd
me.
That'd have been crazy.
No, you know, Game.
Trey don't got no loyalty to anybody.
Game, you know Game's crazy. He put me right on his snap. So I'm like, hey, what's up? He like, man, Meek this. I'm like, is y'all gonna fight? Like, y'all stop talking to me about it.
Hey,
see, I don't want to hear about this.
I'm in the middle of everything for no reason.
I'm telling y'all, I'm really surprised.
Trey ain't trying to fight nobody.
I want
to
fight nobody.
Nobody want to fight Trey.
I just think it's crazy that people have all these beefs and nobody doing nothing. Mm-hmm. And y'all entertain it and put fire and fuel into it, and then when nobody does nothing, it's cool.
And then if somebody does something, we calling them stupid. They getting dumb.
Right. Like, and then at the end of the day, everybody's doing something for somebody to see. And then when people see it, they don't care about it. It's done. It's over. Live your life for you.
Have you ever ended up like you did a song with somebody and then it turns out the verse they put on it wasn't what you thought it was going to be? Like, what if you end up on a diss record, but not on purpose?
That's a conversation I'm going to have with that artist. And, you know, if I have problems with people, they're going to know that I have a problem with
them. Right.
That's not going to come by way of somebody else. And it's not going to come by way of a record. I'm going to holler at you.
I'm going to be honest, Trey. I'm going to give you about, let me see this, March. I'm going to give you till about June before you give somebody a fade. We're going to hear about Trey putting hands on somebody.
Trey don't got to put his hands on nobody.
I remember August was talking crazy a couple years ago, and I didn't want to fight. Like, I don't want to fight.
I want to get some money.
Right.
But you mean, it's been your little brother, though.
Yeah, but even then, like, it's other people that had problems with me that I ain't even addressed. You know, I don't want to fight nobody. That don't prove nothing. I'm 32 years old. We're just putting, I got hands. It don't prove nothing to beat nobody up. Somebody go press charges these days.
What if Soldier Boy wanted to fight you one on one in a ring? In a ring.
If that would have happened with me, like, we'd have handled that. Them too. Chris too. Chris, Soldier Boy, that shit was corny.
Did you tell him that? Of course you did.
Yeah.
I think they know it too.
So Chris' dad, I told everybody around him, what are you doing? You get in a fight with Soldier Boy, what does that do for you?
And he's not doing it now.
What does it do for you? Even if you beat him, what does it do?
Nothing. Now you're returning to the scene of the crime on May 3rd. Your tour starts back in Detroit.
Yeah, shout out Detroit. It's a reason for that. You know, I had a lot of fans just in my tweets, and I'm like, Trey, don't worry about it. We still love you. Come back to Detroit.
Right.
We don't got nothing to do with that. And I know that. So,
and they offered you a plea deal. You didn't take it, so you have to go to court?
I mean, plea deals, they offer you... I ain't even supposed to talk about it, so... But I'm going to talk about it. I got charged with felonious assault on a police officer.
Right.
They offered me a plea deal of probation. Are you not smart enough to understand what that is?
You didn't do it. You didn't do it. So why would you plead and accept probation?
No, but if it's such a charge of felonious assault, why is it dropped to probation?
Why is it just probation?
So you wasn't smart enough to understand.
You know, sometimes you just don't want to play with that court system, though, because you could have the wrong jury.
Yeah, that's definitely right. But I'm not going to do that just because I didn't do nothing.
Right.
I didn't do nothing, touch nobody. So I'm not going to say I touched somebody. I'm not going to go to jail or take 2 years of probation where you come piss test me, do this, you violate my privacy and all this for the court system to have my bread just because you want to play a joke on a rich black man. No.
So you're going to fight it all the way through?
Yeah.
Are you happy, Trey?
Sometimes.
Don't let the industry weigh you down, man.
That's
what I'm trying to tell people is that I'm not.
But one thing about Trey is that you've always been really consistent in, as far as your career goes. Mm-hmm. Like as far as you being a professional, getting ready to go on tour, making sure you do things for your fans, showing up on time to things.
Right.
So that is something that I feel like leads to longevity in the game because there's so many people who can't even just do those, I think, are basic requirements even.
I mean, I'm a professional in every sense of the word when it comes to my business. But when it comes to me as a person, and when it comes to me and the expectations that people have of me because I've had a certain image, I'm not abiding by rules that people make up for me.
Right.
Would you give it up?
I would.
Really? Like the fame, the money?
Yeah. I mean, the money, I'm going to make sure I got it before I go. But I would definitely give it up.
So what if God said, you know what, give your sex appeal to that guy in the corner. Would you give and take his?
No, don't do it.
You're talking to me.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Would you do it?
He said, Trey, I mean, I'm a player by nature. This is just what it looked like. You can't take that away from me.
Woo. So you can look as ugly as that and still bag him. Okay, I'm not mad at you.
Why are y'all judging what other men look like?
I ain't calling a man ugly.
You know, Envy funny that. Style.
Envy is so crazy.
All the time.
I'm telling you. Envy, what's wrong with him? Make light skin.
I like your taper. That's an Envy joint right there.
No, it's not.
That's an Envy joint.
That definitely is.
What moisturizer do you need?
Oh, right. You look like shea butter around the eyes, Trey.
You know what? You
know Carol's going for
the
hair.
You guys are bullying me right now.
No.
Are you naked in the tub?
Trey Songz, Jermaine the Al.
You wouldn't
Al
be
right
naked
now.
In the tub, would you?
Oh, my goodness. This is bullying. You know what? I was going to ask, what is your favorite Trey? What's your favorite song? Like, playing in the mix, but now I don't care.
You're going to do a Trey Songz mix.
What you going to play?
I'm going to Nicki Minaj mix now.
No, you're not.
Oh, Nicki.
They'll tell Nicki, call me. Put a drop in it. Nicki, call me.
Oh, man. All right. Well, it's Trey Songz. Get the album right now. It's in stores. So pick it up.
Jermaine, the album. In stores.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, we told you yesterday that there are reports that Nia Long was disrespectful on the set of Empire. Well, now there's some more information that is coming out. All right. According to TMZ, Taraji P. Henson asked Nia Long as a joke if she was on a period because she went crazy on a fellow cast member. And that's what set off their feud. They said Nia would show up late after beginning on the show, and one of the actors said to her, "Damn, why are you on Black People Time?" That sent Nia Long into a rage, and she went off.
That
and that's when Taraji
you.
Said, "What are you on your period? Is it that time, girlfriend?"
It shouldn't offend you if a Black person asks you that. It should only offend you if a white person.
Well, I don't know who asked. We just know it was one of the male actors.
Okay.
So I don't know who asked her.
Definitely not a white person then, on Empire.
Now, according to the production staff for Empire, they're saying that Nia Long's bad behavior was really annoying to everybody, and it rubbed Taraji P. Henson the wrong way. That's why they had to shoot separate scenes. They wouldn't even film together because things got so bad.
Really?
Yes, and they said this is the only time in the history of the show that the staff filed an official complaint against Nia Long. So they're saying she was the only person that's ever been rude to the hair and makeup people. She would change her look at the last minute. They said nobody else has ever done that. And then they said Nia threatened to sue the show because they didn't give her a big, grateful goodbye after she shot her last scene. So she had an issue with that as well. One actor on the show said that she was so bad, they'll never work with her again.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That serious?
Yeah, I don't know what went down. Her reps are saying that none of this happened and everything was fine. Clearly. All right, J.R. Smith, good news for him and his family. His wife, Jewel, gave birth. And this happened back in early January. She was almost 5 months before her due date. Check out what happened at that time.
Hi, everybody. We decided to share with the world what's been going on with our family the past 5 days. We know a lot of you guys congratulated us on the expectancy of our little baby girl, but we had her 5 months early. She's 5 days old today, and her name is Dakota, and she weighs 1 pound. Please keep us in your prayers, and we'll do the same for everyone else.
Well, here's some good news. The baby is now almost 3 pounds.
Wow, that's great.
Word.
And finally, Jewel has been able to hold Dakota without having to have the breathing tubes in her.
Oh, she's breathing on her own. That's amazing.
So I think she still has the breathing tubes, but they don't have to secure the breathing tubes on her for her to hold it, which has been a process. So according to Jewel, she says, what some mothers got to experience within the first 2 months of giving birth, I had to wait 78 days. But what I will say is it was worth the wait because those very feelings, emotions, and joy that took over my body trumps it all.
Well, drop on a clues bomb for J.R. Smith and his family, damn it.
Absolutely.
I'd like to hear that.
Right, so that is great news.
Prayer changes things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, USA is doing a new anthology series, Unsolved, The Murders of Biggie and Tupac, and they've started casting. Now, Luke James, and you know Luke James, the artist who also played Johnny Gill in the New Edition story, he's going to be playing Diddy. Aisha Hines, she's playing Harriet Tubman on Underground, and she's also in Shots Fired on that Fox show. She's going to be playing Valletta Wallace. And LaToya Luckett will also be in the show. She'll be playing the estranged wife of Suge Knight. Sharitha Golden is her name.
I don't think you should be allowed to play more than one legendary Black figure when you're a Black actor. Because there's more Black actors out there. Because you can't be Johnny Gale and then go play Diddy.
Yeah, you can
that's
do that.
Part of acting.
Like, absolutely. That's the same thing I don't like with Chadwick Boseman. I love Chadwick. He's from South Carolina. But you can't be Jackie Robinson and then turn around and be, who was he? He was somebody else.
I think that you do a great
James
job.
Brown.
Yeah,
no,
James
that's
Brown.
Brown.
That's great.
No, man.
Who's playing
that's
Biggie?
That's part of being an actor.
Great.
Somebody named...
so they got... again.
Wavy Jones.
Never heard of him. God bless him, though.
Let me look him up. And somebody named Mark Rose is playing Tupac.
It's other Black actors out there, man.
All right, I gotta see what these guys look like.
Get one Black person to play all Black people.
Whoever does the best job.
All.
Whoever does the best job.
Black people, but if you get that role and then you end up getting something else, you know, that's exciting.
Right. And Luke James going to fool around and make us forget he Luke James. People going to see Luke James and be like, oh, there go Johnny Gill. Oh, there go Diddy.
Now you Diddy-ish, though.
You better get back to being Luke-ish.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne!
Yes.
Who you giving your donkey to?
Oh, man, some donkey today's just sell themselves. We need Helen Barristan to come to the front of the congregation. Life is all about choices, people, and you have to live with the choices you make. Helen's going to have to be forced to live with hers.
Okay, we'll do that when we come back.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been
called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Hey. Hey, guys. Donkey of the Day for Friday, March 24th goes to Helen Burstein. Now, you have no idea who Helen Burstein is, and neither do I. I didn't until this morning. And then I read this article in the New York Daily News that made me chuckle. The reason it made me chuckle is because you get what you ask for, and you get it because you ask for it. See, Helen Burstein voted for the current celebrity-in-chief, Donald J. Trump, because she agreed with his immigration policy to drive undocumented immigrants with criminal backgrounds out of the country. Well, unfortunately for Helen Burstein's husband, Donald Trump is keeping promises. Let's go to WNDU NBC 16 for the report.
Just a couple of months ago, Eddie's Steak Shed in Granger was given new ownership. But for the past month, the owner hasn't been around. That's because in early February, he was put in jail and could be facing deportation.
Roberto and his wife, Helen, were doing their yearly check-in with ICE in Indianapolis when something strange happened.
And they said, you can't come in there, ma'am. I'm sorry. It's just the people that we, you know, we are serving. And I said, okay. So I waited in the car, and Roberto just never came back out.
ICE had detained him because back in the year 2000, Roberto went to Niagara Falls and ran into some trouble when they took a wrong turn towards the Canadian border.
That's when everything went down. They said, well, you don't have a social security. You don't have no paperwork. You don't have nothing. You're illegal, my friend. You're going to go in jail.
You wow. voted for Donald Trump because you agreed with his immigration policy to drive undocumented immigrants with criminal backgrounds out of the country, and your husband is now about to be deported because of that. Hey, Helen Burstein, can I ask you a question?
Are you dumb?
Was voting for the celebrity-in-chief worth it?
Are you dumb?
If you could do it all over again, would you?
Are you dumb?
Helen, you said your husband calls every day and tells you how much he loves you. I guarantee you his mouth is saying I love you, but what he's really thinking is...
Are you dumb?
If I was your husband, Roberto, and I was being deported because of a president you voted for, you know I would ask you as soon as I officially got deported?
Are you dumb?
Some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please give Helen Burstein the biggest hee-haw, please.
Well, she's not the first, and she won't be the last.
Not at all. A lot of people regret the choices they make, but guess what? You got to live with those choices, man. You live and you learn, right?
All right. All right. Well, Charlamagne, thank you for that donkey today.
Absolutely. Now, let's go digital with it.
All right. Let's talk fingers in the butt.
Digital.
Whoa.
Digital, baby.
What just happened?
We're going digital.
All I know is yesterday I found out Envy sleeps naked in a sleeping bag, and now what do you want to talk about?
Oh, tell them where this comes from.
Something that Young Jock was talking about. There's a clip of Young Jock, and he was trying to explain if he enjoys a finger in the...
Young Jock said, meet me in the back. It's going down.
Play it.
One thing, Carly. You know what I'm saying? I play a little bit, but I don't play no game on no gay shit and all that sucker shit. On my kids, you never put your fingers in my ass, bitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're asking. 800-585-1051.
It's a conversation that started in the room.
We want to know.
So go ahead.
If there's any straight men out there,
yeah,
you can stay anonymous.
Yeah,
that enjoy a finger in the
booty. Butt. And ladies, does your man enjoy a finger in the butt? And this is, you know, you can remain anonymous. We don't want you to put your man on blast, but you know, I just feel like it's a lot of finger in the butt shaming. So I'm just wondering.
Okay.
You know?
I know. I have one friend that says she does it to every guy she's ever been with, and they all love it. She's been with a lot of guys.
You can call us right now, 800-585-1051.
Digital.
You can stay anonymous.
That's what they call it. They say call it putting digits in.
Yeah, digits.
Fellas, we want to know.
Get digitized.
You like going digital?
If you enjoy a finger in the...
Well, what, you guys, let's ask the room.
We'll do that when we come back. No more.
We went
out. It's the Breakfast Club.
Come on. Stanky
finger.
Hold on to your butts.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's freaky Friday.
You all right?
You still coughing?
We have a good cure for that.
I'm going to die, man.
Somebody put your finger.
Lord have mercy. Please, yeah, scare this cough out of me.
check
this cough out of me. Don't tell me you're going to do it, though. Don't prepare me.
Just the only way.
Just go digital when you feel like going.
All right. Now, this comes out of Young Jock, all right? Now,
wow, does it? I know you see it.
Young Jock explained that he doesn't like fingers. Well, let's let him explain it.
Tell you one thing, Carly. You know what I'm saying? I play a little bit, but I don't play no game on no gay shit and all that sucker shit. On my kids, you never put your fingers in my ass, bitch.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, is there any straight men that like a finger in their booty?
Yeah, because there's always a lot of finger in the butt shaming. And I don't, you know, people like to say it's gay. And I don't understand how it's gay if it's a female doing the act to you.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? Now, personally, it's not my cup of tea. Have I done it before? Yes. The person that did it to me, I married.
You gotta marry her.
It's not even a question. You gotta marry her, and you know, you gotta own it yourself in case things go
so
left.
So did she ask you, or did she just do it? I'm just curious how it happened.
I don't remember. I was drunk.
You was drunk?
I don't remember. I don't remember how that conversation
and
went.
The best way, is, if you're a man, for that to happen is for you to be drunk, because you have to be loose.
I don't
it has
how,
to be like,
oh,
relaxed.
I definitely wasn't loose. I screamed like a bitch. Yeah, I definitely
was. Was it a high-pitched scream or like a low scream?
It's not one of those things that you really allow to happen. Like, it's one of those things where it starts and ends real quickly.
Right.
Unless, of course, you got that go-go, loose booty, loose booty. Unless, of course, you got that. Personally,
so that was, it only happened one time.
This guy's about
to lie. Keep it real.
Nah. It happened a couple of times.
Okay.
Because I had to do it a couple of times to make sure I really absolutely don't like it. I'm going to be honest. It's not my thing.
Fine.
I did. I love my wife with her fingers in my butt. I keep it 100. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We've been together 18 years. We've tried a lot of different things.
Now, Envy, you've been in a relationship for...
over 20 years.
Over 20 years.
Nobody ever... My wife has never stuck a finger in my butt. She goes around. You know what?
She goes around it.
See, so, to see if you like it, but you know, but...
Tell her stop playing around the room and don't dunk that thing one time, man.
But you know...
What if she said, the only way that I'm going to stay with you if you let me do
this? Tell her stop with the finger rolls and dunk it.
If she said that, I let it.
Tell her stop with the finger rolls and dunk.
She go with the finger, and it's like right before it's about to go, you just feel like, this is a little violating. And you just squeeze tight.
So I'm saying all that with this. I'm saying all that to say this. If your Uncle Sharla and your cousin Envy can get on the radio and tell you that their wives have played in their butt a couple times, I need y'all to be as honest with us this morning as we were with y'all.
I don't know. Like, this is going to be a meme. I just know.
Whatever. I mean, how many more gay rumors you going to put on?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Hello, I got them all.
You're right.
If Bert and Ernie did it, you can admit you did it too.
Hello, who's this?
Woody Woo.
Woody Woo.
Oh, I know you have with a name like that.
Hell yeah.
Definitely.
So Woody Woo, have you had a finger in your backside, bro?
Sure. That a tongue, I like it. Wonderful.
Woody Woo.
As long as everybody's an adult about it, it's quite pleasurable.
There you go.
Okay, thank you, Woody
Woo.
My
man.
What does that mean, being an adult about it?
I mean, it's like, it's not no, you know.
Meaning you're not going to clown me for it afterwards.
Whatever. It's just pleasure.
How many fingers have you had in there at one time?
Wow.
One.
Lying. Woody Woo, you lying.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, because anything more than one would be Woody Woo Woo.
Hello, who's this?
This is Daniella from St. Louis.
Hey, Daniella from St. Louis.
You sound excited.
What?
You sound excited.
Does your man like it?
Hell no, I almost got punched in my face for trying that.
Now, what made you try it?
You know, I tried it. Okay, you know, doing the same thing, and I'm like, okay, while he on me, I try to stick my finger back there. He's like, I don't do that gay shit. I'm like, okay, you checking.
See, I don't understand. That's my thing. I don't understand why that's considered gay if it's a woman doing it to
right.
you. I don't get that.
All right, well, 800-585-1051. This topic comes out of Young Jock. He was talking about how he likes things in his butt, or doesn't like things in his butt.
Yeah, I was like, you just changed the whole narrative.
And we'll take your calls when we come back.
Meet me in the back. It's going down.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. All right, we're asking 800-585-1051.
Hold on, do the call. It's Friday.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's freaky Friday.
And my coworkers love fingers in their booty, so we want to know, how do you feel about it?
All right.
No,
we're
seriously.
Asking.
Yeah, it's a lot of finger in the butt shaming, always, especially when it's women doing it to straight men. And I don't understand why a woman doing it to a straight man, why do y'all consider that gay? That's not gay. Like, if it's gay if it's two guys doing it, but it's not
what
gay.
What if it's a woman putting an object in there and not her finger?
Now you wildin'
she
a
going too far.
I'm just asking because it's a woman doing it.
You wildin' a little bit.
Hello, who's this?
This is Mariah.
Hey, Mariah. Now, does your man like a finger in the butt?
Okay, so we have not done that yet. Okay. But I don't understand how it's seen as gay if you are in a sexual encounter with a woman and you're a man. Like, that's a heterosexual thing.
Word up.
So anything that y'all are doing together, I mean, that's not gay.
Are you gonna do it?
If he does not have a problem with it, I'm willing to try it. I've heard that it yields great results.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too. Now let me ask you this. Are you gonna just do it, or are you gonna ask him, is it cool if I slide up in there?
I would probably ask.
No, don't ask. If you ask, it's uncomfortable.
I'm gonna tell you how to start it off, baby. Start with your tongue.
I can't do that.
And then from your tongue to the pinky.
So why did you put your mouth there?
You gotta grow up,
grow up, girl.
You
gotta
listen. No, E. coli. I'm not trying to like.
Do you worry about that when he got his tongue in your butt?
I don't even like that.
And let's be clear, that smell is going to stay on your finger for days. No, it stains your finger.
Does your boyfriend lay fingers in the butt?
No, absolutely not.
You never tried it?
He would never allow that.
Hello, who's this?
This is Latrice.
Hey, Latrice, we're talking about fingers in the butt. Does your guy allow you to do it?
Yes, he does. He didn't for a while, but after us being together for a couple of years, he let me do it. But even before him, like, I had done it to a lot of guys. I feel like any guy that says he doesn't like it, he's either not had it done or he's just flat out lying.
That's what I'm saying. I have a friend that says every guy loves it. Now, how do you ease your way in there for all the women that want to try it with their man? What's the best approach?
You gotta probably get him drunk first.
And start with your tongue.
That might be rape if you get him drunk.
Now, by the way, I'm not gonna say I love it because I don't love it at all. I don't even necessarily like it.
It was cool though.
But I've done it.
But you've done it numerous times.
On a scale of one,
how to go to numerous?
On a scale of
two, and
on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I mean, it don't really do nothing for me. I'm gonna be honest with you. It's just something that you know.
So like a 5?
No, not even a 5. It's something. I mean, for me,
well, try the third time. Maybe the third time.
No, I'm good with that. For me, I married the woman who did it to me, my wife. And I just feel like it's, you know, you gotta let her violate you. That's all.
Did she like wiggle it around, or is it just like in and out motion?
Like a detail, like a quick insertion, like real quick in and out.
Hello, who's this? Hello.
Uh-oh, Gideon pulled over. Right, it's now. Over for you.
Nah, I didn't get pulled over. But I stuck with time. Gotta be respectful. Let him lie.
All right, now we're talking fingers in the butt. You enjoy it, bro?
Hell no, get nothing to go near your ass, my man. Unless you're cleaning it. You feel me?
Man, I don't even. You know, you put your fingers in your butt every day when you wipe your butt, right?
That's what he said.
Well, no. Listen. That's not technically right. You put your fingers on it. You don't put it in it. If you put it in it, you're breaking. You know. You gotta put it.
Why
in
you got doo-doo on your butt, sir?
Yeah, you got
all my doo-doo's in my butt. I don't know why. Why is doo-doo on your butt? Why I don't get it.
You wipe your butt.
You guys, these visuals. I don't really like these visuals this morning.
I'm just trying to figure out why doo-doo's on his butt. He said he wipes on his butt.
He definitely has doo-doo stains on his underwear.
People go to the bathroom and just wipe your cheeks?
Nah, he definitely has doo-doo stains in his underwear. What's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is you better put that Young Jock instrumental on and put a pinky in the bag.
It's going down.
Hey, man.
What?
There's no moral to the story. If it ain't gay. I know that much if you let a girl do it to you.
Hey, listen, just try something new. You might like it.
And you just better make sure that you marry that girl that you let do it to you.
That's right.
Because if you just let one of these randoms do it, boy, she's going to be talking about you later.
Yeah, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, Faith Evans. You know she has the King and I album coming out with her and Notorious B.I.G. So she has put out a brand new single. So we got a little snippet of that to see how much you like it. Also, our girl Issa Rae from Insecure. Find out what big things she has happening.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, you know, we love some Issa Rae up here. We love the show Insecure.
Absolutely.
Issa Rae is going to be making her debut in a movie. She's going to be starring in Empress of Serenity opposite Bill Hader.
Drop one of Clues Bomb for Issa Rae, damn it. Terrible name that guy has, by the way.
So they will start in August.
Bill Hader. You can never really truly be a hater if your last name's
it's
Hader.
H-A-D-E-R.
Still sounds like Hader.
All right. Later. Now, Faith Evans, we all know she has that new album coming out, a duet album with Biggie called The King and I. That's coming out May 19th. But she put out a brand new single. It's called 10 Wife Commandments. And that's her interpretation of, obviously, the 10 Crack Commandments. Check it out.
It's the 10 Wife Commandments. You don't hate the player, just hate the game. You break the rules and I'll do the same. What you gonna do when it comes for you? When it comes for you, that's it's gonna come on.
That's just a little snippet for you to get a feeling it's going to be.
I want
to
know what the 10 Wife Commandments are now.
Well, I guess you got to hear the whole song if you want to hear what it is. Mm-hmm. All right, and Power Rangers, that movie is coming out March 24th. Is that today? Yes, Friday. All right. Well, they already have 5 sequels planned.
Wow.
For Power Rangers, and the first one hasn't even come out, but they have a 6-movie story arc.
I've never been a Power Rangers type of guy. Like, why they didn't make He-Man or Voltron or something? Why the Power Rangers?
Well, Power Rangers was after you as a kid, so you wouldn't be into that.
I'm in the comic books now, though. I buy comic books every week, but I've just never been into the Power Rangers.
Well, they're saying if the film is as successful as they hope on March 24th, then tomorrow, March 25th, they'll have the first story meeting for movie number 2. So they're already planning to have this meeting as long as things go well today.
I might try to reboot just to see what it's about.
I'm going to force myself to like it.
Well, I'm going to force myself to like it, but I'm just going to watch. I'm going to see. I never was into the Power Rangers. That never was my thing.
He likes some superheroes.
Voltron would have been ill to bring back. Voltron, I thought they were bringing Voltron back at one time.
I feel like they were. I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. All right, and Kendrick Lamar, this song, The Heart Part 4. Just came out this morning. Well, in the middle of the night. I don't know. I woke up this morning, and that's what everybody was talking about. So, of course, on the way here, I had to listen to a whole lot of it. And we're not 100% sure who he's going in on, but people have their theories. Check it out.
My fans can't wait for me to sun your punk ass and crush your whole little shit. I'll big pun your punk ass. You a scared little bitch. Tiptoeing around my name, and you're getting lame. And when I get at you, homie, don't you tell me you was just playing.
Oh, I was just playing, K-Dot. Come on, you know I'm not working with you, bro.
Shut the fuck up. You sound like the last I didn't know. I end up like the last I didn't know. Oh, you don't want to clash, I didn't know. I put my foot on the gas, head on the floor, hopping out before the vehicle crash. I'm on the road.
Love it.
Now listen to this part, and okay, we'll play a little bit more just so, because people are definitely feeling like some things are directed toward Big Sean, and we'll tell you why. Check it out.
Tables turn, lesson learned, my best look. You jump sides on me, now you about to meet Westbrook. Go celebrate with your team and let victory vouch you. Just know the next game played, I might slap the shit out you. Technical foul, I'm flagrant, I'm foul. They throwing me out, you throwing the towel. Look at the crowd, they...
No, I don't like that.
Look at my smile, I'm smirking, calm but urgent.
That ain't the style.
So many verses, you live in denial. So many verses, I never run out.
What? You're making them nervous, the music is loud.
Ho, Jay-Z, Hall of Fame, sit your punk ass down. So that means you ain't bigger than rapping. So that means no more playing the back scenes.
Drop on the clues bombs with Kendrick Lamar. You gotta love Kendrick Lamar. He's been nothing but consistent.
All right, and the reason why they believe that he's also talking about Big Sean is because Big Sean said this in No More Interviews.
Hold on.
We got it.
That is not Kendrick.
That's definitely not that.
I don't know who's who, and I can't pretend like I'm hip to it. No hula hoop, and I can't lie like I like this list like I usually do. And I'm just not impressed by music rapping fast. We sound like one big ass for attack, but trash when I'm rapping it back. Who you put in your top 5 and claim they the savior of rap?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Uncle Shaw is old, so I don't even be hearing the subliminals.
I just let the bars, man.
I don't even know if there are subliminals, but I am here for a Kendrick versus Big Sean sparring match. The Kendrick versus Drake matchup, I don't really care about that. And for the record, Kendrick said someone's tiptoeing around his name, but he's tiptoeing around names on that record that he just released this morning, too, by the way. Okay, you can't call somebody off for tiptoeing around names, and you ain't saying no names either.
Well, you know, I'm a Kendrick fan, so I was excited to hear something new, and apparently the album will be out April 7th.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Kendrick again.
He also reveals that.
Starting the rumor right now that Top Dog ghostwrites all Kendrick's music.
There you go.
Just want to throw that out there.
Don't you dare.
Top Dog ghostwrites all Kendrick Lamar's bars.
All right, then. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.